So he called you, start from there.
Yes, he called me.
You gave the man a nickel, and then what happened?
Right. And he told me, we'll meet on the corner, as usual. We met on the corner, and he said to me, Hilda, I missed you terribly. I want to go to your house, and I want to tell your father, if he doesn't want to accept me, we'll elope. Which I said. I was ready to do it, really. And he started to come to the house, and Papa said to me...
You mean that night he came with you to the house, or
no,
just after?
No, after.
So you made a decision in the park then that you would be back together?
Absolutely.
Did he mention to you that he saw you at the game with this other man?
Yes.
What did he say?
He said that when he saw me with Leon, he was, I think he said he was very hurt. And he just blew the game. He said he couldn't play anymore. He was just sick that I came with another boy because he really, really loved me, and that put him to the test, you know?
Which park was it that you always met in?
The Prospect Park.
Did you have a set place that you always...
Betsy Head Park.
What's that?
Another park.
Oh. And you mentioned that if people wanted to call you, they called the candy store.
Mm-hmm.
Was that what he would always do?
Yeah.
And how did that work? Everyone knew that if they wanted to call you, they called this store?
The candy store, yeah.
What was the name of that store?
Don't know.
And by the way, just what was it like? Were there cars everywhere? Was it horse and buggy in the beginning? What was it like?
Horse and buggy. Yeah, and cars. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was it a dirt road or a paved road?
No, paved. It's paved.
But the horse and buggy were
and
on.
And they'd shovel up the their stick crap. Like the guys came in white uniforms.
And were you friendly with the people who lived downstairs in your building? Was it your relatives?
Those were my cousins, my six cousins, Shlema, Moshe, Avram, Yankel, Taylor, Julie.
And tell me what they were like.
They were wonderful. I loved them. My special love is Moshe. He was my boyfriend. And Esther had Shlema. That was her boyfriend. And Pearl had Shulam.
And you said that the building was owned by your relative?
By my grandfather, by Around the Corners I did.
How did he have the money to own a building?
I don't know. That I don't. I know he was in a waste business, blouse, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so then getting back to your relationship?
With my cousins, I adored
them. No, I'm sorry, with my grandfather, with your boyfriend, Mac.
Oh, with Mac?
So then, so now that you made it through this difficult time, then what happened?
Then Mac went away. He left and took me home, came up all the time. Mama loved him. And he was like a brother to the girls. He used to have dandruff. So they would give him hot oil treatments. And they just adored him. Really, took care of him, they loved him. So they missed a brother. So Papa said to me, Hinda, what is the name, what does his father do? I said, he's in the pants business. But actually his father was not in the pants business. He was really a poor man who just altered something, I think, whatever. And he said, get the telephone book and show me the name of its company.
This is what your father said.
My father said, and I was hysterical inside. My heart was beating a mile a minute. I thought I would die of a heart attack. Because I know that it was a terrible lie. And I took the book, and I'm looking up, pray the pants. It's not there, you know? So Papa said, what does he do in there? I said, Papa, I don't know. I think he's in the pants business. He's a poor boy. What do you need a poor boy for? You know, to struggle your life and everything. So, you know, I didn't listen. I said, look, Papa, I love him. And we're going to get married. And they went away to the country. And
where did they go?
Papa and Mama went to the country, Monticello probably.
Did they go there a lot?
Not a lot, no.
Okay.
And we decided we'd get married September 14th, and we had invitations made up, Papa and I, and we mailed it to them.
To your parents?
And that's how they discovered that we were getting married.
Wow.
That's right.
And did you ever go all those 4 years? Did you go to his house?
All the time. All the time. I was welcome. I was very comfortable there.
How often did you go there?
Oh, quite often.
And where did he live?
He lived not far from me, on Lincoln Place. Not far.
What was their home like?
Very nice. Nicer than mine. Very nice. Very nice.
And what was the atmosphere like?
The atmosphere.
Amongst the
His father was the funniest guy. He was just adorable. I adored him. His mother was always sad. And his sisters were great.
How many siblings did he have?
Two sisters and a brother.
And did you get along with the kids?
Oh, yes. I got along very well. Mm-hmm.
And did they, so they accepted you? And
oh,
even,
yes, they did. Yes, they did. They were wonderful to me.
What about your relationship in the beginning with his mother?
His mother. You know, when I met her, she wasn't very pleasant. And she was never warm to me, really. She was just in love with Mendel, a son. And she always told the butcher, who my mother went to also, she always told him how much she loved Mendel. And then my mother would go to the butcher, and the butcher would tell my mother, you know, Mrs. Brager always raved about her son. And my mother would come home and she'd say, Hindi, she never said a nice word about you. It was so funny.
What about your relationship with his father?
Oh, my best friend. He's a doll. I got a kid. He always loved my legs. He said I had beautiful legs.
And what about your relationship? What did you talk about with him?
With my father-in-law?
Before you were married, just
before,
when you were dating.
Yeah. Fun. That fun. You know? He was just the sweetest thing.
Was it sad for you or hard for you to see that they had a lot less money than you did? Or was it okay? You
no,
said
they
had
lived
a nice
so
house.
Beautifully that it wasn't sad for me. Really. They lived beautifully. Better than we did.
What about your relationship with his siblings? What were each of his siblings like?
Well, his sister Irene was a brilliant girl. And she was just a joy to be with, you know? Very nice to me, lovely. And Anne, she wasn't so bright, you know? But I loved her. We got along beautifully. Sure.
And Murray?
Murray, he didn't live there.
Where did he live?
He lived in, first he lived in Brooklyn, and then he moved to Schenectady.
Were there any other siblings?
No.
And before we go on to the wedding,
yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about high school. Now you were getting ready to finish high school,
right?
Right? You were 16, 17,
right.
18 years old. What was that like?
Well, when I was in my English class, and I had to take off on the Jewish holidays, I had a teacher called Miss Mack. And I had to get up in the class and tell them why I was taking off on the Jewish holiday and what it meant, the reason. And that was that's what I had to do before every Jewish holiday. And then I had my French teacher.
Well, what was that like? Was that supposed to embarrass you or what?
Certainly did. It certainly did.
Were you the only one taking off?
The only one.
Were there Jewish schools too, or you just, how come you went to this school?
Because it was a public school. I don't know that I was able to go to a Jewish school all day and have English in the morning or afternoon or what. But this was the school that I went to.
Were you still going to the Jewish school after you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And then I had my French teacher, Miss Anya Bainey. I adored her. She was wonderful. And I delivered my elocution, my poems in this part of my life. Yeah.
Why, if your family was Orthodox at home and religious, why yeah. weren't you going to a Jewish school?
Nobody did.
Okay.
Nobody did. Yeah, there weren't any.
And tell me a little bit more about what were your plans for after school? What were you thinking you were going to do for when you graduated? Did you have plans, professional plans?
Oh, I always wanted to sing on the stage. Always. I did sing on the radio, which I loved, a few weeks. And I used to sing opera songs, you know. And I went to my next-door neighbor on Shabbos, and she put on the Metropolitan Opera on the air. And I would sit there and listen, and they called me Crazy Hindi.
Who called you?
The family, the Cohen family, because I loved opera. And they couldn't see it. They couldn't understand it because I used to sing all day I sang, all day. And I had a really beautiful voice, beautiful.
So you hoped to become an opera singer?
I was hoping I'd be a singer or something. Or a model or anything. I just loved living. I loved life.
And you also told me that you had thoughts you liked public relations. Or was that years later?
No, that was years later. Yeah.
And so...
I love to be with people.
And what was it like then when you graduated?
When I graduated, I got a bouquet of flowers from my family. And we went out to the famous restaurant, a kosher dairy restaurant.
Ratner's?
Wonderful. No, famous.
Oh.
Famous in Brooklyn on Utica Avenue. And we had a great time. It was a lovely celebration. And I never thought of going to college.
Did your older sister?
Chippy went to college and Esther went to college and Pearl.
So Esther had already gone to college then?
Yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah.
was she in school?
What do you mean where?
Same where school. In college, I mean?
Brooklyn.
So you were the only kid who didn't go, the only daughter.
Right.
Why do you think that was?
Because I didn't want to.
And they
I
all
wanted
did.
To work. I wanted to be a model.
And did you model?
Yes.
For your father's company?
Absolutely, every day. Sure.
And did he pay you for that?
Absolutely. Sure, I got paid.
And so what did you do with the money you earned?
I spent it on makeup, on the beauty parlor.
And when you graduated, did you know by then that you were going to get married to Mac?
No, I was hoping.
And so how old were you when you graduated high school?
17.
And how old were you when he proposed marriage?
One day, I was sitting in my father's office, and the phone rang. I must have been 20 or 19. I was 20. And Papa called, and he said, I want to meet you for lunch. Yeah, and we went out for lunch to the dairy restaurant, Grocer's, and he said to me, Hill, let's get married. I was elated. I was so jubilant. I was so happy. I said, okay. And we made up invitations. We mailed them out to, I think his mother was in the country also. So we mailed her an invitation, and we mailed my mother and father an invitation.
How far in advance was the date you picked from when you
not
decided
far,
to get married?
Not far.
A few weeks?
Yeah, that's all.
And so your parents came home from their vacation?
When they were finished. They didn't run home because of the wedding. for the invitation. They came home when they were finished with their vacation.
Did they call you when they got the invitation?
No, I don't remember.
Were they still upset that you were marrying him at that point?
Oh, well, I guess Papa was, but he didn't say anything, you know? He was definitely, definitely upset. And not my sisters, and not my mother.
And where was the wedding?
The wedding was in the Hotel Sharon in New York.
And who paid for the wedding?
My father paid for the wedding.
Who did you invite to the wedding?
I invited all the cousins and aunts and uncles. And just friends and Papa's friends, you know.
How many people were there about?
No idea. No idea.
And did you have music?
You know who we had? My cousin, Paul Rand's brother, the famous artist. His brother, we called him Fishy.
Did you, what instrument did he play?
He played the saxophone. It was wonderful.
And he played alone for you at your wedding?
He played with his orchestra. And it was just, he did a beautiful job.
Did you ever see Paul Rand when you were growing up?
Oh, yes, I saw him when I was younger. But then when he married this woman, we didn't see him too much.
Growing up, well, how was he related to you, Paul?
His mother was my mother's sister.
Where did he live?
He lived in Brooklyn, in behind a grocery store.
And did you also have other cousins and relatives that you saw who, over the years?
I probably did. Well, I had Papa's sisters and my aunts, Lottie and Buddy.
What were they like?
Oh, they were gorgeous, beautiful, tall. Buddy was a dancer, and she was stunning, dressed beautifully, made up, you know. And Lottie was really a knockout. She was a beautiful woman. And she married Uncle Bill, who worked for the city.
And where did
for
you...
the state.
What would you do for the holidays? Would everyone come to your house for Pesach and Sukkot, things like that?
Exactly. Everybody came to Mama's house for Pesach and for Yontif. Yeah, we all were together, yes.
Tell me a little bit about what the holidays were like at your home.
Holidays. You know, they really don't stand out, and that's why I don't remember too much about it. It was just a holiday.
Were all of your relatives religious, too? Was anyone not religious?
Well, Lottie and Buddy weren't religious. And they came from a very religious family. And Aunt Ellen wasn't religious. And she came from a very religious family. And my aunts weren't religious. Friedfeld. You're not comfortable.
I'm fine.
Weren't religious. And a lot weren't religious when I look at it.
Where were your parents from?
My mother was from New York. And I guess, Papa was from Europe.
Where?
Galicia.
He was born there?
Yeah.
When did he come to this
country? About 10. He must have been about 10 years old.
And where was your mother born?
Mama was born in New York.
Where?
East Side.
She grew up there?
Yeah.
And how did they meet each other?
You tell me.
So,
no idea.
Tell me a little bit what your wedding was like.
My wedding?
Yes.
My wedding was a very happy wedding. It ended at 4 a.m. And
who was the rabbi?
Oh, God.
And what kind of food did you have?
We had the usual meat, chicken, you know, stuff, but it was wonderful. The dancing and it was just a joyous, joyous, joyous holiday, wedding.
How old were you?
I was 20.
And how old was your husband?
21.
What was the affair like? Was it a formal evening or just A lot of dancing. What did you wear?
I rented a gown from Pitkin Avenue for $25. It was gorgeous. It had a long train, and I had a beautiful head covering. The veil was beautiful. And Papa also rented a tuxedo, but I don't know for how much. I don't know.
And did you walk down aisles, or how did that?
Sure, we walked down the aisle.
Parents walked you down, or no?
Yes. And Papa almost fainted. I walked down the aisle and smiling to everybody and waving. I was so happy I was getting married to Mac. And Mac walks down the aisle, glum. Looked like he was going to the death house.
Is that because he was fasting that day?
No, he was nervous. He didn't know whether he was doing the right thing.
And did he relax as the evening went on?
Well, Esther, I think, gave him water or something. And she relaxed him, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember going around him.
Under the chuppah.
7 times.
And then he stepped on the glass and
right.
You were married.
Absolutely. No kissing.
Do you remember anything about that evening talking to him or anything like that?
I just was so happy that I was talking to everybody.
And the evening ended, you said, at about 3 or 4 in the morning. And then where did you go?
We went upstairs to our room. And 6 o'clock in the morning.
Where was this?
In the Hotel Sharon, where we were married. And about 6 o'clock in the morning, door. There's a knock on the door. And Papa says, who is it? And he says, I'm here for the gown. So Papa, I said, it's very dirty. You have to clean it. He said, don't worry. He says, I'll take care of it. You just give me the gown. I gave him that filthy gown. It was all messed up. I guess they clean it for the next wedding. And then an hour later, another knock on the door. Who is it? Mac's brother, Murray. And he comes in.
And what did he do?
He came in and he said, he was laughing. Excuse me, should have a cough button. He came in and he stayed with us for a while. And I wasn't wearing anything. I kept covered up.
Was he married yet?
Yes.
And you got along great with him, right?
Oh, I adored him. And he really loved me.
And so
when I used to try on dresses in the store, he used to admire me. Oh, my God. One day he walked in, I remember I was wearing my panties and bra, and he says, boy, you're gorgeous. And then he ran out,
Were you ever shy in your life? Were you ever?
No.
Was there ever any time you were embarrassed?
Well, I guess there was, but I don't remember. No.
Did you then go on a honeymoon?
No, there was no such thing. We didn't have money. We had a honeymoon, Sunday. We walked around New York, and we were flying on air. We were so happy. And then at night, we went to Radio City Music Hall. That was something.
That same night?
That was our honeymoon.
And what did you see
there? Oh, we went to my father to visit him at the Pearl Dress during the day. And when we came in, my father was so embarrassed, he couldn't look at us.
Why was he embarrassed?
Because naturally, we had to get together in bed and we were nude and whatnot. He was so embarrassed, he couldn't. He went into. He just turned his face away.
And where were you living? Where were you living that starting that night?
First night, I think, was at Parkside.
And then, where did you move to?
No, we were in the Hotel Sharon. We stayed there for 2 weeks.
And then where did you go?
Parkside Avenue. 390 Parkside Avenue. Beautiful.
How long did you live there for?
Oh, about a year.
And what was it like in the very beginning of marriage? Tell the story tough. About the first night you cooked.
It was a disaster.
Had you learned to cook before then?
My mother never let me in the kitchen.
So what happened that first night?
I remember Al came over, and I made chicken and soup.
And there were a lot of potatoes, I remember you telling me.
Oh, you mean, that, let me tell you that one.
Was that not the first night?
Yes, I invited the family.
The very first night?
After the Sharon. I settled in 390 Parkside Avenue, and I wanted to have the family. Everybody came. Irene and Nestor, Chippy, everybody. And I took out my four new pots, and Papa peeled 25 pounds potatoes the night before.
Where did you get those new pots?
I had them. Maybe I got it for a gift, or I bought it myself. I don't recall. Well, we got very few gifts, you know. We got a knife. We got a pillows. You know, those were the gifts. Anyhow, so Papa peeled 25 pounds of potatoes. He took half the potato off. And the next day, I put them in the four pots, and I covered them with a cover. And I had the table set lovely because I had whitefish and chicken carp and all this, and lox and bagels and cream cheese and all this stuff, you know. And it was really beautiful. And Papa went shopping. He bought everything. And the potatoes were cooking when my mother-in-law and the family came in. And she came in and she said, "Ay, you a balab in Jewish. Oy, besti a balabus. Unbelievable. Look at that. Four pots cooking." And she goes to one pot. She lifts the cover. And she says, "Potatoes, just plain potatoes." When she went to the fourth pot, she said, "Potatoes? And I want you to know, and I'm not exaggerating, everybody laughed for at least a half hour. We couldn't stop. We were hysterical."
Were you laughing, or was it hard for you?
I laughed, of course, you know. And even when she embarrassed me, I laughed. Just a laugher.
Well, that's the story that I've also heard from you. Tell that about what she said about...
Yes. When I was introduced to her, I came to the house.
When was that?
I was about 17, yeah. And I laughed a lot. And my mother-in-law said, "Ana lacht and a kligger sorgt sich." A fool laughs, and an intelligent person worries.
And so what did you do?
Laughed. I laughed. I couldn't stop.
Do you think? Yeah.
And it really was, I didn't give a damn, you know? It was just unbelievable. I thought it was a riot, yes.
I was going to say, you and your mother-in-law are, sounds to me, very, very different people.
Yeah.
So I wondered if you, why do you think that your husband picked you? Why did he fall in love with you?
Well, let me tell you something. Mothers never like to part with their sons. And she wanted her daughters to get married first, before Papa, you know? So that's why she really resented me. That's really the only reason, because she couldn't say anything else. As a matter of fact, when I had that date with Leon, and her Papa was heartbroken, and she said to him, "You go to her, you go to her." His mother encouraged him. And my Aunt Baba, she was so sweet at that time. I'm going back to the old story. Is that all right?
Please.
The one the Baba came in the bathroom where I had diarrhea, I tell you the truth. And I was crying. And the Baba said to me, "Indala, go with him. Go with him. Look at what my husband did to my daughters. He ruined their lives. He said it to me. One of her daughters in that year eloped. My Aunt May eloped with Uncle Jesse because her father, my grandfather, didn't want him. And Aunt Helen, he picked this bum. He was a terrible man, really a terrible man. As a matter of fact, he abused her. He was terrible. He made no money. He gambled very bad. Connie had a very hard life. She hates her, hated her father. To this day, she tells it to me, you know? And
so ultimately, your families encouraged both of you to be together.
Everybody.
What about him made you love him? Why did you pick him?
First of all, he was extremely handsome. Second of all, he had a tremendous sense of humor. He never stopped laughing. And he was very intelligent. You know, we discussed the world events and everything. And he was wonderful to me. And that's it.
And why do you think he fell in love with you?
Me? I wish I could answer that. You should have to ask him.
I will, but what do you think?
Oh, he told me. He told me because I always laughed. He said that nobody in his family laughed. And I always laughed, and I made him very, very happy.
When you say you talked about world events, what were your, both of your families politically? Do you know?
Yes, sure. My father was a Republican, and his family was Democrat.
So which politicians? Were there certain people in your family that were very hallowed, that they loved them, they spoke glowingly of them?
Well, Herbert Hoover. And Papa liked Roosevelt, but we wouldn't vote for him because he was a Democrat. Papa was a hot Republican.
Getting back to your first year of marriage, when I asked you what it was like, immediately you said hard.
Hard.
Tell me what happened.
It was rough because of families. His mother would come to the house and say things, and I didn't like it, you know. And I'd tell it to Mac, and it wasn't my mother that said, or my father.
And
my father.
And yeah. I know that I've been told that very early on, you became very quiet and withdrawn. You became very quiet.
Who told it to you?
Your husband.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Do you not remember that?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I remember walking to the little restaurant that we went to have breakfast every day, and we didn't talk to each other.
Why do you think you withdrew into yourself?
I was very sad. I didn't think that he loved me.
Why didn't you think he loved you?
Because he too was very quiet. And we went to bed at night angry, which is a terrible thing to do. We should have made up immediately.
And I know that at some point, you know, Papa told me that he even spoke to your parents.
Yes. To my father.
To
my father told him, oh, just like my wife.
Well, say what Papa said to your father.
Papa said, I don't know what he called him. He said, you know, when I say something and she doesn't like, she stops talking to me. He says, it's terrible. He says, I can't live with a woman who stops talking to me. So my father said, oh, just like her mother.
Are you able to remember back to then and to feel why you were like that?
I told you, I was very worried about my marriage. And I loved him. And we were just, it was awful. We went to work together. We didn't talk.
Where did you work?
I worked for Papa.
What did you do for him?
Modeling.
Oh, you with your father,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And he was a CPA.
Right.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, what changed? Why do you think immediately your marriage was so difficult after all these years of...
Because it was so stupid, really. My mother-in-law would tell the butcher about Mendel, and she never said a word about me. And my mother was very hurt. She'd come home and tell me, Hindi, your mother-in-law spoke about Mac and not a word about you and everything. It was ridiculous. It really was. And one day, Papa said to me, look, if you're not going to talk to me, then I can't live with you. And I changed.
How did you change?
I started to talk to him. I didn't let days go by or any time. Just made up.
Did you start to feel happier?
Absolutely. Oh, it was a different life. Mm-hmm.
It was really just as easy as that for you? Were there other things you had to do to try to have a happier marriage?
No, we had a very happy marriage.
I know eventually you did, but I mean to get out of that difficult period. Was there anything else you had to do?
I got out of it like this, in a snap. I never really, Papa could tell you, I was never moody. I never carried a grudge. I like to have peace.
What did you do for fun together those first few years?
Yeah, well, we had a lot of company. Friends from his CPA firm, they came and I'd have a lovely spread for them. We played games.
What games?
Once was a scissor game, I remember. And
what's that?
I don't remember. How to put the scissor a certain way, and I laughed. And but we had other games, and I don't recall. I don't recall. But we had a wonderful life.
And how many years later was it when you got pregnant with my father?
2 years.
So for
2 years.
And
and I worked until my last day.
Where were you working?
Papa.
Doing what?
Modeling. Oh, when I was pregnant?
Yeah.
Bookkeeping.
Who were you doing that for?
My father.
For your father's
yeah.
death. And were your other sisters married yet?
Was Esther married? No. 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 Nobody was married. Nobody was married. No.
And so where were you living at this point in time?
Well, we lived on Church Avenue and we lived on Montgomery Street.
And that's where you were when?
He went to war.
And what about when my father was born?
That's where Papa was born, when your father was born, on Montgomery Street.
And what was the pregnancy like for you?
I hated it.
Did you know that you had wanted to have a child?
No, Papa talked me into it. There was an elevator operator in Papa's building. And he was a black man, very handsome man. His name is Walter, I remember. And he always called me Miss America. And Papa knows. And when I became pregnant, I said to him, Walter, you can't call me Miss America anymore. And he said, I'll always call you Miss America.
Why did you hate being pregnant?
Well, I didn't like my figure. And... I was just not happy being pregnant.
Were you sick?
No. I was, yeah, I used to be very nauseous. I ate a lot. And I gained 50 pounds, which was ridiculous.
And where was the baby born?
Baby was, Kenny was born in Bethel Hospital. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. was the delivery okay?
Well, you know, you suffer. But it was really good.
And how big was he?
10-12.
And how long were you in the hospital before you came home?
10 days.
Why so long?
No, that was what they did. It was crazy. I didn't go to the bris. I didn't do nothing. I didn't partake of anything. And the shulam zucker.
Were you happy that it was a boy?
I love boys.
And
always wanted a boy.
And so the bris went on and you weren't there?
No, not at all. For both children.
Did they come and tell you about it, or how did that work?
They just told me we're going to have the bris, and I had to stay in bed. And I was perfect, perfect. I could have gone, I could have walked a mile.
Did you breastfeed them?
I'm ashamed to say it. I breastfed Kenny 10 days, and I didn't stop because I wanted to stop. The doctor told me, Dr. Shore, he said, stop breastfeeding.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know why. Hmm. And then in order to dry my breasts, I was in so much pain. I had to pump my breasts to get out the milk. And then I took Epsom salts, and that's when I dried up. Yeah, I gave him a bottle.
And then you were back home with him.
Right.
And what was it like in the beginning being a mother for you?
Well, he was always sick. He had high fevers, and he cried so much. I'm sure he had earaches. I'm sure of it. Cried a lot. It's very, very difficult.
And what were you like as a mother in the very early days, the early weeks and months? Were you strict? What was it like?
For the baby?
For you and the baby. In other words, were you...
Loving.
I know the story about... but you let him cry in his crib, for example,
sir,
right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. That's when my mother-in-law called me a murderer. And she was right.
What
she called me Hitler.
Why did she call you?
She was right. Because I let him cry for about an hour. I wouldn't do it today.
Why did you let him cry?
Because the doctor said you could let him cry. Everybody said let him cry. And he'll cry himself to sleep. Today, if I had it, never. I'd give him 10 minutes, like Dahlia said, about Jake. And I'd go in and pick him up.
So you regret doing it that way?
Very much. Very much.
What
I can't tell you how much.
Did you enjoy being a mother in the beginning?
Oh, I loved it. Are you kidding? He's such a doll.
What was he like as a very little baby? Aside from being sick.
So sweet. The family adored him. Everybody. Papa's sisters and his mother and my family and my sisters. They babysit for him all the time. He was adored.
And what was your husband like as a father?
Wonderful.
In the beginning?
Wonderful. Diapered him. He shook him in the carriage and everything. He was wonderful.
And was he happy that it was a boy?
No. I think he would have liked a girl. Mm-hmm.
And how did you pick the name Kenny?
He had a client, Kenny something. His name is Kenny, and he said, "We'll call him Kenny."
And you liked that name?
Yes, at that then it was a beautiful name, Kenneth.
And how about the middle name, Michael?
Kenneth Michael.
How did you pick Michael?
Michael, somebody in the family, I think. I don't know.
And how about the Hebrew name, Eli Melech David? How did you pick that? That's a very rare name.
That's after Zaida, around the corner Zaida.
So your grandparents, were they still alive aside from him?
Yes, yes.
And what was he like as he started to grow up a little bit? How old, well, let me ask you this. How old was he before, how many months later or years later did your husband go off to war?
When he was about 18 months old.
Papa said 6 months. And
when he went to one, sorry.
Yeah.
6 months, yes. I was thinking of Wellesley.
Okay. What was Wellesley?
That's when he was studying to be a lieutenant. So we got a place. An apartment in Wellesley, Massachusetts. And we were there for a few months in summer. And Kenny was 18 months old then. And we went every day to Kenny to see him. Kenny, your father, he used to say, "Underbus, money, man."
And what was it like for you when you found out that your husband was going off to war?
Devastated. I said, "Why are you doing this? You've been deferred. Why are you doing this? My life will be miserable. But you have to promise me that you're going to go to the army because I don't like water and I don't want you to go into the Navy. Please promise me." And he did it against his wishes. He never wanted to go to the army because it's such a hard life.
But he went into the Navy.
Because when he went to the station, to the wherever they were drafted, you know, but he wasn't drafted. guy there, whoever he was, he said, "Who is a college graduate? Raise your hand." Papa raised his hand. He said, "You're going to the Navy."
And you said he wasn't drafted. How did he end up going off to war?
He came home. Every night he used to come home from work. And he'd say to me, "Hill, I can't do it anymore. I sit in the train and I see these young boys, Goyim, Jews, everything. They're all dressed up in army clothes. And Hitler is fighting the Jews. And here I am hiding behind Kenny's diapers." Those were his words.
And this was
behind Kenny's diapers.
And this was late 1943.
Right.
Mid-1943.
Yeah.
Because Kenny was born January 1943.
That's right. And he says, "I'm going to enlist." He enlisted.
And tell me about, do you remember the day he left?
Oh, my God, it was in the summertime. I cried. I sat in the bus alone. I was in Mount Freedom, New Jersey, with my friend, what was her name?
I'll stop it.